This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Like, everything else these days, education runs on data, big data, our kids' data. Every digital move that students make in school, on homework websites and apps, is tracked. And it's not always clear where that information is going or how companies are using it. Parents want better protections. The multi-billion-dollar education technology industry wants to keep on growing. So today, some big-name ed tech providers announced a voluntary privacy pledge. From Learning Curve, that's our project on education and technology. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looks at just how far the pledge goes and how far it doesn't.
The voluntary pledge says ed tech companies won't sell a kid's data. They won't use it to target specific ads to specific kids. Mark Schneiderman is with the Software and Information Industry Association, which represents the $8 billion ed tech industry.
We are aware that policymakers and education leaders and parents are looking at this issue, and this is an industry effort to show that industry is aware of those questions.
Part of the industry, anyway. Microsoft, Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, Amplify, and several other companies have signed the voluntary pledge. Notably absent, classroom giants like Google, Apple, and Pearson. Bill Bowman is the VP of Information Security for Houghton Mifflin.
Thankfully for Houghton Mifflin, we've been 100% in alignment with the pledge and all the different elements that are inside of the pledge document.
Same story for Amplify and the rest of the pledgees. They're already doing all these things. So what's the point?
You could look at it glass half full, glass half empty.
Joni Lupovitz is with the advocacy group Common Sense Media. She says it's good for an industry to adopt a list of best practices. It might pressure ed tech companies that aren't protecting student data to do more. But the glass half empty bit?
It's a private pledge. It doesn't have the same teeth or the same enforcement
of, say, a law, like the tough one signed in California last week that limits what ed tech companies can do with student data. Lupovitz says the industry needs the trust of parents and teachers. It's the only way to keep the booming industry booming and bring the real promise of tech to the classroom. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.